Hi, I'm Abdul Omar, staffer here at Website Magazine. I'm back again today with another video. Peter Prestipino, our editor-in-chief, is along with us, and he's going to talk to us about affiliate marketing basics. I'm admittedly a huge newbie when it comes to affiliate marketing, so I have very little to no knowledge. That's my range of knowledge about affiliate marketing, so this is going to be a great video for me and hopefully for you too. Peter, what do you got to tell us? What's the draw on affiliate marketing?
The draw is it really enables anybody to, you know, kind of make money on the internet. And I think that that's, you know, a draw enough on its own. But let's, you know, maybe take a step back a little bit and talk about what it is. Essentially, what affiliate marketing is the practice of referring others to the products or services of an advertiser. And that advertiser, of course, can be a merchant or anybody selling anything, really. So what happens is an advertiser says to an affiliate, hey, why don't you help us sell this good or service? And in exchange, we'll give you money. And that money can come in the form of a commission, meaning, you know, for each sale that you generate. It can also come on a per-click basis. So every time you click my listing, I'll pay you. And, you know, there's lots of other ways. So, you know, you're seeing a lot right now what they call pay-per-install ads. They have pay-per-pop-up programs. There's an infinite number of methods you can use to get paid, essentially, or method or ways to get paid. So there's cost per action, cost per click, cost per sale, cost per 1,000 impressions. There's lots of different ways to do this. So essentially, as an affiliate, what you're doing is you're like a salesperson for that advertiser. And it's been quite lucrative for a lot of folks.
Gotcha. So as an affiliate marketer, as somebody participating in an affiliate program, you're doing all the legwork to get a sale for another company within their program guidelines, I'm assuming, right?
Pretty much that's what it is. I wouldn't say that they send you out blind. So what a lot of advertisers will do so that you remain on brand, meaning like you're not doing anything that's outside of the scope of the branding that they already have in place, is they provide you some advertising creative, meaning they'll provide you the banners, they'll give you some of the copy that you can use, suggested copy, and then they'll send you out on your own, and then you know, kind of left to your own devices on how to get people to click those links and drive traffic and ultimately generate some sales.
Definitely something for the self-starter. Any examples of really cool affiliate programs that you can, you know, that you refer to right away or at the top?
Sure. I think that if you're really getting started, I think the best thing to do is to go to an affiliate network, and there are lots of them. Commission Junction's obviously a really big one, but Google's AdSense is another and really popular option for those that don't want to do too much but still want to monetize some of their digital properties. You know, I think that those are good ways to start. You can always also go directly to the advertiser themselves and see if they offer a program that pays per referral. I think that those are obviously good ways to start it for sure.
Okay, cool. So now that we have an idea of what affiliate marketing is, what are some common misconceptions of the practice of affiliate marketing?
Well, that it's easy, I think, is the major one. This is, for me, an affiliate marketer has to be a master of all things. They have to be a master of web development. They have to understand a little bit of web design. They have to understand copywriting. They have to understand advertising, probably more than anything. They have to understand how to build community. It is really, if you're a great affiliate marketer, you have mastered all of the different nuances of being what we call a Website Magazine, a net professional. You understand everything it takes to run a successful web property, but you're still really only making a portion of the sales, you know, portion of the revenue that an advertiser is, and that's okay, but you really have to work harder. So in order to work, you're not just working harder, you have to know a lot more than your average marketer, and you have to work a lot harder.
And that's going to pay off, hopefully, right?
Now, hopefully, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so what do you need to get started? Is there, like, any kind of software out there that you need? Or, you know, how do you really get going with it?
I think the first thing you can do is to build a website, right? You know, I mean, it's going to be really hard to make referrals outside of that website. Now, I'll give you some stories here in a minute about not necessarily needing to own a website, but to be an affiliate marketer. But, you know, I think the most, what I advise folks to do when they're thinking about becoming an affiliate is to build a website. Build a website in a topic-specific area, and then kind of add content and build community. These are the things that are really fundamental to you know, being a successful affiliate. So, you know, if you wanna, if you're a good writer, you know, launch a web blog or use a content management system and write every day and make recommendations for specific products that, you know, you're finding through your affiliate network, and, you know, promote those products in your blog posts and the content articles that you share with others. And over time, I think you'll, you know, if with any luck, you'll develop some following, and those people will continue to come back and use your advice and follow the links that you provide, and you'll ultimately, you know, generate some revenue as a result.
So cultivate a following, become an influencer, and really be able to talk about the product that you're selling.
Right. Trust really comes into play here, you know. I mean, I think there's two different kinds of affiliates. There's affiliates that make recommendations, and then there's affiliates that build kind of the technology that enables us, enables a general user to, you know, to perform some specific action. So what I mean by that is you can blog all day long and include affiliate links in your content, and that's a perfectly viable way to monetize a digital property. But the other way is to build an application and you know, promote it and get people to use it. And that application might have affiliate sort of relationships built in. For example, many years ago, it was very popular to do comparison shopping engines, right? To create a comparison shopping engine, and you would pull in all these different XML feeds or product feeds from the affiliate networks or from merchants themselves. And every time someone clicked or purchased from one of, as a result of interacting with this application, you'd get paid. And it was certainly a higher level affiliate that was able to do that. And there are far fewer of those that actually engage in that practice specifically, but it was far more lucrative. When blogging really started taking off, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, you saw, you know, the rise of affiliate networks. There ended up being thousands of affiliate networks because everybody wanted to find the best deals, the best offers that they could share to their affiliates. So, you know, it is a balancing act, and I think it, again, it's it, to be an affiliate marketer, you have to be a master marketer. You have to understand the entire ecosystem of the internet and really take advantage of the opportunities that are there. And I'll give you a really good example of this, you know, and you can look at it from a few different ways. Sort of the big property everybody's talking about right now is Jet, and it's a big Amazon competitor. It's sort of a like a Costco for the web. And they were running sort of like a loyalty or a referral program. And, you know, those that made the most referrals would get, you know, kind of an increasing, I guess, well, the easiest way to say this, an increasing share of the business of Jet, essentially. So what this one guy did, and it's really smart, and I'll even give you a personal example of this. What this guy did was he bought a bunch of ads on Facebook and used his referral ID and sent thousands and thousands of people to Jet, and they all signed up. And he was the highest referring, referred like 10,000 people to Jet, and now this guy owns, you know, thousands and thousands of shares of Jet.com's, you know, business. And that's really a really sophisticated way. I'm a big practitioner of affiliate marketing, or have been in the past. One of my most lucrative ideas was to, when Google first started rolling out, I believe it was Chrome back in the day, they used to pay you $2 per download, right, for every time someone downloaded Chrome. So the trick was, you know, they weren't really, you know, too strict on the rules per se. So what I would do is I would go to a pay-per-click search engine, and I actually, one of the engines that I used was our sponsor, which is 7Search, and I would bid on Google Chrome, right, as a keyword, and I would send all the traffic through that individual link, and they would land on my landing page, and then they would click on that link, and they would ultimately download the Chrome browser, and I would get $2, right? So that's what they typically call arbitrage. So I was buying at a very low price, and I knew the payout was $2. So if I was converting 20 or 30 or 40 or 50%, I could calculate exactly what my conversion rate needed to be, and I was raking it in at that point, and Google was happy to have all these new Chrome users, I assure you. So just like this Jet guy, they knew specifically, that he knew exactly what he was doing. He got on a great opportunity, early on in the game, knew exactly where all the traffic was. In this instance, it was Facebook, and he drove a lot of traffic, and he's going to profit from it for a long time to come. And I think that an affiliate, again, has to be a master at all things. They have to understand the market. They have to research their tail off. They have to build an exceptional landing page. They have to build a community. They have to write content. They have to do all these things. And if you're not doing all those things, you're finished, in my opinion. And I talk about a lot of this in my book, Affiliate 360. So you should really check that out, and as should all our viewers. But you know, what the book does, and what I think what we're talking about here is, you really want to be a holistic. You have to approach this holistically, and you have to say to yourself, I believe in what I'm selling. I'm approaching this in a very practical and pragmatic way, and I'm going to monetize it best I can, and I'm going to move on to the next offer. And this is. After a lot of hard work and with a lot of hard work, a very profitable undertaking if you know what you're doing.
Gotcha. So you've been an affiliate marketer. You wrote a book about it. Again, that's called Affiliate 360. It looked pretty thick, but pretty good read, I'm sure, right?
Not that thick. Okay.
So what advice would you have at just a top level for people watching this video or listening to this? You know, what advice would you give them if they are considering getting started as an affiliate marketer?
Well, I would give them some confidence that there is still a lot of money to be made in the industry, number one. Number two, I would say sell things that you are confident you know something about, because the more you know, the more knowledgeable you are, it's going to shine through in the applications that you build and the content that you develop. It is going to be really, really meaningful. And you know, like, that's the best way to do this. You cannot promote something that you don't know anything about. It is, people are going to know. And I think that if you really want to be good at this, I would say sell the things that you know, build the best sites that you can, and always watch, you know, your margins here and how much you're spending and how much you're making, because you could lose a lot. You could lose, you know, a lot of money if you're not really careful. So it's not as lucrative as people think if they're only looking at this as a kind of a hobby. You really have to be very active in this and really chase every cent to make it a good practice.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a lot like being an entrepreneur. So really, it's a full-time job, maybe even, you know, more demanding than that. So
yeah, you don't own anything, I think, in this. And I think that that's appealing to some people, and it's not appealing to others. Entrepreneurs own what it is they're doing. And I think that affiliate, they are salespeople. And, you know, there are salespeople out there that make excellent livings, yeah. You know, and but they work on commission, and it is cutthroat, and it is aggressive. You have to be aggressive, and if you like this kind of thing and it is appealing to you, there's tons of resources online. Website Magazine covers a lot of affiliate marketing, and as well as all the other practices that are kind of required, from analytics to design and just, you know, social and everything, to help folks really make the most of their efforts here.
Okay, cool. I think we really, really summed that up. Thank you, Peter. That was really, I learned a lot from that one, for sure.
Good.
Yeah, so everybody, all you guys watching at home, that is Affiliate Marketing Basics. If you guys comment and tell us you enjoyed this and you want a deeper dive into other aspects of affiliate marketing, I'm sure we can do that for you. So please comment on the video, like it, share it, follow us on our various social media properties, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those guys. Also, if you're watching this, you're probably a reader of Website Magazine, but if you're not, there will be a download button to our digital edition, and you can sign up and subscribe and get that to your door and in your email. Okay? I'm Abdul Umar, again, staffer here at Website Magazine, and that was Peter Prestipino, our editor-in-chief, and he talked to us today about affiliate marketing basics. Thanks for tuning in. We really, really enjoyed having you, and we hope you learned something. Take care.